Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, the show that proves to you why if you're a face, you could commit 15 counts of break-ins, breaking and enterings, property destruction, and assault, and be able to arrive to the show next week.
He's got a good lawyer. What do you want?
Yeah. Damn that Jerry McDevitt. On the block tonight, or should I say on the panel tonight, we have Hockey Zone VRM.
The hockey gods are smiling on RPI. Why they waited this long, I have no idea.
Thibodeau's favorite son, Carl Chenier.
Favorite son, hi there, yes.
The Czar of Texas, Typho.
Yeah, when I tried what Triple H did, they tried to throw some stalking, aggravated assault, and all kinds of charges on me.
Florida's favorite flapper, Fourth.
Well, with my backlash tickets, I just hope the two buddies I go with don't make me the designated driver.
Not cool.
I'm not kidding. I'm just saying that. Let's move on, I guess.
Yeah. ETW's pugnacious heel manager, Nikki Hayman.
In Triple H's defense, you realize that he was breaking into that house to save all those women from Randy Orton.
And
quote, wife.
Yeah. And finally, GSN Radio's very own cuckoo clock, Jason Block.
Triple H was just following Chris Brown's lead. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ooh. Oh.
Anyway.
The right pitch to swing at.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, well. Oh.
No. I hit the wrong button.
Yeah. That'll work.
I tried to say
here at the North American Wrestling Connection, we do not condone acts of domestic violence, abuse, or anything of that nature.
That is a yes.
If you someone do that, please contact your local authorities.
And if not, kick their own ass to make sure that they don't hit girls. Not cool, ladies and gentlemen. Not
Woo,
cool.
Safe.
Voice of reason.
Which means unsafe well, for the moment.
Yeah.
So, big show tonight, as Jason Block pointed to us before the show, so we wasted 4 minutes in introduction, so let's get right to it right now. Royal Rumble buy rates.
Oh, Vince is not happy about this one.
Of course. Last year did 565,000 buys at $40 a pop. That's pretty good. $40, $50 a pop, that's really good. For this year's Royal Rumble, however.
Where's that fail button again?
Yeah.
Whoa!
445, right?
Yeah, 445,000 buys.
And
now, many things can be attributed to this.
To be fair, the average smart saw that Cena and Orton were going to win, so figured why waste the money?
That's true, except, well, you also have to also factor in the numbers that 40% of that 445,000 was outside the United States, okay? So almost half of it. So let's say 40% of that, 10% is 44,000. So there's only about 280,000 to 300,000 buys from the United States, which is terrible. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
From a number of...
Yeah, blame some of that on the economy and blame some of that on internet streaming. Because I know there's a, there might be a couple of us here who don't pay for pay-per-views.
Are you talking to me?
I might be talking to myself, but I, you know, I don't want to incriminate anybody at this point.
And you, and also, you also have to combine the fact that the booking still sucks, for the most part.
I mean, they only booked one person to be a strong threat in the Royal Rumble, and that was Orton. And there was the writing on the wall.
I got two words. Epic fail.
That's about right, Carl.
Whoa!
And you also have something. You also have something else too. Dave Batista's injury. You also have to factor in there too, as well.
Oh yeah, that probably knocked about 25,000 to 30,000 buys, international and domestic.
Especially in places like the Philippines, he is huge in Asia. Places like
Washington,
that.
D.C.
Well, yeah, you know, exactly. And also, the forecast is, believe it or not, that WrestleMania worldwide will get 800,000 buys. I don't think they will even get that. The way the card is booked right now, I don't think they'll even get 750,000 worldwide.
Really?
Right.
I think they'll barely get 650.
650?
No, it's going to be...
500,000.
No, no,
what'd
no.
you say, Carl?
I say at this point, they probably won't even get 500,000.
Oh, they'll get more than 500,000.
No,
they'll get more than 500,000.
That's a stretch.
You'd have to put on a card of WrestleMania 9 epic proportions of failure in order for it to go down that low.
Well, I mean, it will get a high amount because of its anniversary perspective and because of the four matches that have been booked so far, which are, at this point, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, as of tonight, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy,
yep.
the Money in the Bank ladder match, the three-way,
right.
I'm sorry, five matches, and Orton, Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They really got to start adding...
Sixth match. That 25 Diva Battle Royal.
Oh, yes, the 25 Diva, which was announced this week. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Don't count.
That
what?
Does not count in my book.
However, though, honestly speaking, does this feel like a WrestleMania card to you? No.
It feels like one to me, but not really like an epic WrestleMania like 17 was. Probably more like 15 or 16.
The title match is no. Michaels, Undertaker, that's WrestleMania worthy. Jericho and hopefully Rourke, that's WrestleMania worthy.
I
Matt
got.
Versus,
an,
go ahead.
I have an idea that popped up. You know, wrestler down on his luck. You know, kind of like Rourke.
All right.
You know, the kind of people that he's been drilling at for the past 2 months.
Okay.
How about this one? The match will probably blow, but at least it fits. How about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Next week on Raw, Hall of Fame. Announcement, and it's got to be much better than last week, than
oh,
this week.
Yeah, Coco Beware, good God. What? Who's next? Duke the Dumpster Drosy? I mean, come on.
Who opened the jobber wing at the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm hoping for Mantar.
However, I want to see him get him inducted as Bruiser Mastino from ECW.
Yeah, okay. So who do you? So okay.
How? There's only one person out there doing independent wrestling right now that kind of fits the bill.
Valentine.
Jake. No, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Hell no.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. First of all, there is only one correct answer to this puzzle,
and that
is Mickey Rourke. Anybody
Great.
Else? Even Steve Austin is an epic fail.
I don't know if it'll be Austin. Austin has his neck, his knees. I don't know if he can really wrestle a full match. So I don't think
that's
going to happen.
And Hulk Hogan's in the biggest Iron Man of his life. He's battling his wife.
And his, you know, supposedly he had back surgery, so it ain't happening. So, I mean, like I said, unless they've made a deal and it hasn't been, you know, and it hasn't been leaked, you know, any answer, because they were leading to two paths, in my opinion. Jericho Hogan, which was the first answer until Hogan's back got hurt, and Jericho Rourke. Any other answer is wrong, period. End of story.
All right.
Also, I don't know if Jake would be a good idea, if only because WWE doesn't know for sure whether or not his drink was spiked. I don't know, but they don't want to give it to somebody that they can't really depend on. You know?
True.
Exactly.
If they gave it to somebody it depended on, John Cena wouldn't be in the main event. They'd have probably given it to John Cena. Him defending the Legends would give us another reason to hate his ass.
They could just induct him into the Hall of Fame right now.
Yeah.
That's a little harsh. If they were going to do Jericho Cena, though, that way, I would think it would just be kind of fun that then all the Legends would crash the match.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the deal. Whatever Jericho does, he's got to win it, though. He can't lose.
That's correct.
If he goes against Rourke, he's going to lose.
Yeah, but that's fine. But,
okay.
I mean, any other legend, per se,
yeah,
he has to win.
Right.
So.
Okay, let's move on then. Talked about the fire race. We talked about the potential WrestleMania cards. Now let's talk about something a little near and dear to all of our hearts. That being Triple H breaking almost every law when it comes to household behavior.
You broke my house!
I thought it was fun.
It was Jericho Pillman without the guns, except it was incredibly bad acting. Although there was one cool stunt involved.
The window.
The window stunt, which, by the way, for those who don't know, was not in Randy Orton's house, and that was not Randy Orton's wife.
Probably wasn't even Missouri.
Yes, it was the mistress he was sleeping with that night.
He traded in Kelly Kelly.
Ooh. However, then again, anybody above Kelly Kelly is an upgrade. Well, unless their name is Missy Hyatt.
But It was taped, believe it or not, I believe, in Florida.
There were palm trees outside that house. They don't grow real well in St. Louis.
What made that segment funny to me is that the woman playing his wife was chosen because I'd imagine they didn't think his wife could act, but she wasn't that much better. The entire look on her face was just, what the hell am I doing here?
Collecting a paycheck like Orton does. But the question is like, how many women were there? There was the maid, there was Orton's wife, who, by the way, was calling the police on her cell phone. That's why she had the phone in her hand, and that's why the cops came so soon.
Thank God.
Actually, the easiest explanation to all this would have to be staff. The people that were there to set up for the satellite interview, because, yeah, you need about four or five people to do that.
True.
Think about it. The chick they cornered, that Hunter cornered in the kitchen, looks like the makeup chick, Jan.
Okay.
The gal in the laundry room was just, you know, getting out of the way. We didn't see the camera or the boom mic or the lights or any of that stuff, but, you know, we could assume that. And as soon as Orton jumped the couch, everybody scattered except for the invisible ninja cameraman who had to follow the action.
You gotta love those invisible ninja cameramen who only have one weakness.
What's that?
Mirrors.
No, but we had the best invisible ninja cameraman of the week. And it wasn't in Florida. It was in Boston.
Ah, yes.
Where they have HD
Vicky,
security.
You got some explaining to do.
That was, I'm sorry, it was cheese, but it was fun cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, it's not the best promo he's ever done, but I have to say, that did make me laugh, especially Big Show and Edge's faces.
By the way, if you go on to DeviantArt.com and look that up.
Oh, Divi Wrestlers.
Yep.
What did you say, VRM?
Chivy Wrestlers.
There's
artist. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Capame or something like that?
Capame, probably. Does these chibi animations. He did one with Hunter chasing Legacy all over the backstage area, which is still my favorite.
Uh-huh.
He did a little one with Vicky and Show and Edge and Cena. He got some splaining to do face done perfectly.
Uh-huh.
Then you can sit there and just click on Vicky and watch her smack Show's ass all night.
Oh, God.
However, the best one that I've seen out of him was the WrestleMania 25 soundboard.
This is brilliant. It's the WrestleMania logo, and it has just about everybody who's going to be at WrestleMania sitting around it. You click each wrestler, and they got something goofy to say.
Okay.
John Cena's is, you have naked pictures of Umaga on your desktop.
Are these the actual, like, voice clips?
Yep.
Yes, these are actual quotes. This is actual wrestler quotes. When you click HBK, it's him in some wild histrionics from his Hogan interview before SummerSlam 2005.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't hear Jeff Hardy's. But
we have another caller, folks.
Uh-oh.
Caller, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, hey, I'm actually just calling in to listen because I couldn't get on the internet, so I'm not sure what you guys are talking about right now.
Wow, okay, we're talking about the Vicky's got some splaining to do, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
And also the pointlessness of Franklin Gutierrez bobblehead night on July 24th at Safeco Field.
What?
Oh, not this again.
What the heck are you talking about?
Okay. I picked up a Mariners calendar. However, I don't know what's worse, Brandon Morrow bobblehead night or Franklin Gutierrez bobblehead night.
Oh, please. Anyway. another thing that happened at Raw this week was, of course, a killer, no pun intended, HBK and Undertaker promo to set up the WrestleMania match.
Oof.
Which was just so... You realize how good they both are.
I think Undertaker had an off night that night.
Yeah, he had a couple of bobbles of the tongue, but you know what? He doesn't promo that much. I'll cut him some slack.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... I like the fact when Undertaker said, you will rest, and then Michael said, comfortably, you know? That was just so good. So beautiful.
My favorite part was when the Undertaker first appeared, Michaels wasn't scared, just stood there leaning on the ropes saying like something like, hey, Undertaker, almost like he didn't care.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
He's right behind me, Scoob. Yeah, you know, that sort of thing. But no. That was just unreal. Oh, and by the way, they also announced a Miss WrestleMania 25 Diva Battle Royal.
Hold on. I got to play the preferential sound for that match. Ready?
Sure.
Go. Oh, man, I was hoping for...
No, that's not it.
Okay, why do you think it's going to be that bad? Just explain it to me.
Well, they got to get 25 ladies in there, so they'll probably get all the you'll have all the ones with that could actually go and go week in, week out.
Right.
Then you'll have all the ones that don't do anything, which means it's going to be a cluster.
And then you'll have all the guests.
Well, first of all, Trish Stratus, Lita. Lita will not be there. Will not be there. She said so today.
Oh, okay. Wow.
She said that because she's being taking part of the Booker T WrestleMania Fest.
Ah. And Vince put down an edict says you can't do both. You got to do one or the other.
That's correct.
Which pretty much put a damper on, pretty much a big damper on stuff for the Booker T's thing that he was putting on. However, Ring of Honor comes in and saves the day.
Pretty much.
That one.
But I would expect to see Trish. Tammy Sitch said she's going to be there. I'd expect Tori Wilson, Ivory, Victoria, throw in Tori. Sable was an incredible hope, you know, hope, perhaps.
But she's pregnant.
You're half okay. Right.
Snitsky could come back.
Snitsky?
Have this battle royal as an excuse for Snitsky to return
put a dude
and clean
in,
house.
We got need Vito.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disturbing.
We need Vito back.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, there are rumors swirling around that Wendi Richter.
Oh, yes, that's true. She was contacted.
That's interesting.
I mean, I'd say she'd go for it because the only person that she hated was Moolah. Had no problems with Vince, had no problem with what was going on. She just hated Moolah.
And unfortunately, Moolah's dead.
Yeah.
You know.
We get Mae Young.
Mae Young
will get it. Not going to be in.
Oh,
Mae Young won't.
She will.
She won't be in.
She will.
Except that she won't. She can't bump.
If she can't bump, if she can't bump, that means she's winning the thing. Which is sad.
Well, my money's still on. I want to see if Alundra Blaze's phone rings. I want to see it.
I wouldn't deny that either. Let's see. Well, Evan Bourne's coming back. And by the way, who did CM Punk piss off?
He's good at it. He keeps doing it. I don't know who, though.
Maybe John Laurinaitis, I guess, because he's not 6'4", he's not 275.
Tony Atlas, because he tapes his fists and stuff.
because JBL was the new Intercontinental Champion this week.
Yep.
And the newest Grand Slam Champion.
Good boy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the historical moment he wants at WrestleMania to be.
He's going to retire.
He's going to buy the Money in the Bank briefcase. He's going to buy it. He's going to cash it in. He's going to lose, and he's going to retire.
Maybe we can have another. Maybe we'll have another Legends match where he challenges Pat Patterson, and later on all these different classic and Intercontinental champs.
You can't even show that on pay per view. Ew.
Oh.
No, not that way.
Let's move on.
Him and Morocco
please.
And.
Hey. Yeah, okay.
I'll shut up now.
All right. Now we had the last two people to come into the Money in the Bank. On ECW, we had Christian winning.
Hold it. Gotta play the proper sound for that.
Yeah.
Because it's Nikki.
Now,
yay.
The question is, though, who does Swagger fight, Dreamer? Christian?
He does.
Nobody.
Born.
Nobody.
They'll probably forget about it.
Yeah.
He'll probably face someone who won a throwaway battle royal and just beat him in a 5-minute match.
Thank you, Chavo Guerrero.
The ECW title will only get like 9 seconds last year. It'll probably get 0 to 2 seconds this year.
You want to know something, though? I'm going to disagree with you guys. I think Evan Bourne is going to challenge Jack Swagger, and you're going to have an interesting 15-minute match at WrestleMania. It's going to blow the fucking roof off the place.
Oh, God, I hope so. I'll take that.
You got two young studs going at it at WrestleMania.
My worry, though, is it's too cool to happen.
I'm sorry?
That falls under too cool to happen in my book.
Which is sad, which she's right.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. There'll be a three-minute match with a run-in.
It's time to cross the line.
Oh, do we have to?
Oh, God, here we go.
Yes, we do, for one reason and one reason only. Heel Don West.
I'll be at the hotel bar.
I'll join you. Let's go.
Let's all go.
First round's on me. What are you buying?
I'm stealing the line,
straight edge. I'll show myself out. What if you're straight edge, hardcore, and better than you?
Come over to my place.
That means you're MVP. But anyways, who saw that main event between Rocco and Eric Young?
I did.
We all love Rocco, I think.
Yeah.
How about I'm glad I missed the show now. What a train wreck.
Could have been worse. Things could have been Sal.
No, it could have been much worse. They could have brought back Cheeks from 7 years ago.
It could have been even worse and been Brutus Magnus.
I got to ask, guys, is TNA that bad right now?
There are parts that are good, but then there are also parts that are just... that you just want to shake your head and go ask why.
It's atrocious.
Like ODB making comments about Mickey D's.
The whole ODB thing is fail.
I want to say this to ODB right here, right now.
She needs to let go of them and actually wrestle.
And a lot of people have. So it just seems to me that I would be rather watching Survivor and Hell's Kitchen than TNA. Because
I would rather watch. I got a better one for you, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Because I too watch Hell's Kitchen.
Same here.
This season has been great.
Starting to get into it.
And
this season Survivor's been excellent, by the way. It's been fantastic.
I'm glad I got Jimmy two nights a month.
Yeah, trust me. Oh, you ain't missing much. At least on the TNA front, from what I'm reading.
No.
Yeah, I watch TNA, but I also watch old Team Challenge series stuff.
That's a win for me.
That's a neutral because I didn't like that thing at all.
Uh-huh.
I watch my Wrestling Society X DVD all the time.
Ouch. I watch Mucha Lucha.
That's the win. I'm sorry, Mucha Lucha is cool. Okay.
That's the win.
By the way, speaking of Mucha Lucha, especially the Lucha part, they have a new character that they're going to be debuting in a few weeks called Andromeda. And if you don't get the play on words, then let me give you a brief story. It's a person who is either a man or a woman and likes dressing in the other sex's clothes. We used to call it transvestite, but now we call it androgynous.
Oh, God. Hence the play.
I want Andromeda to tag team with the flea.
No.
Oh, no.
I can't feel my legs. Wait, they're right next to the flea.
You used to call him a drag. You call him a drag queen. This year, you call him Adam Lambert from American Idol. And before you get on me, ladies and gentlemen, there are pictures out there, not only of Adam Lambert dressed as a woman, but Adam Lambert, shall we say, kissing guys. Not lying here. So, yeah. Oh boy. So there you go. And just one other quick thing about American Idol, that whole veto immunity idol crap doesn't mean nothing.
Wait a minute, American Idol?
Yes. You did not hear
They're stealing stuff from Survivor now?
Sort of.
Thank God I don't watch that show.
No. Let me explain what the new rule change is. Up until the round of five, if somebody who they believe was eliminated unfairly, the judges can only do it once per season. They can say, we want to save you, and it's a unanimous vote up until the round of five. This was done by Nouvelle Star in the French last season. And what happens is there would be no elimination that week and then a double elimination the week after. It can only happen up until the round of five. However, they keep saying, oh, we're going to eliminate, you know, try to keep people from, like, doing a Jennifer Hudson or a Chris Daughtry, except for one problem. They were all eliminated in the round of four. So they're trying to do something and going to screw it up even worse. So there you
mm-hmm.
go. Sorry about that.
And if you want more of this insight, you could read The Block Party at GameshowNewsNet.com or listen to it at TheBlockPartyPodcast.com.
There you go. Which makes about as much sense as TNA programming. And unfortunately, we've got pick'ems to do, God help us.
Here we go.
That's right.
Yes,
guys,
except we're missing our champion.
We are?
Josh?
Is that a cat purring or is that a snoring?
Oops, I'm sorry.
Seriously, was that a cat or was that snoring?
That's
a
cat.
Ruby. That's
okay.
My cat.
Wow.
Ruby, you're too loud again.
No, I just tell him there's nothing of Earth to save him from the sand ripper.
Well, you know what? Maybe you could have
a
dumb.
I'm calling Baltimore Mahoney.
Anyways.
So what do you want to do? You want to just skip the pick'ems to a real pay-per-view?
If we have to wait for pick'ems to do a real pay-per-view, that means we have to wait a year for SummerSlam.
Oh, wow.
Ouch.
Again,
damn.
That
good Lord.
He kills himself. He should do the fingers to the head sign that suicide does.
And Syracuse is going overtime.
Overtime,
yet again.
Yes, they are. Oh, my God.
Didn't they just do last night, they had a 6th overtime game against UConn.
That was one of the best college basketball games of all time, period. And
I should have been watching that. I should have been watching that than the best of the Joy of Painting.
Yeah.
Who are they playing tonight?
They are playing
West Virginia. Okay, here we go.
These kids.
Here it comes for the thing that everybody dreads on this show. Pick'ems for a TNA pay-per-view.
No! I'm sorry.
Well, hopefully my knowledge of the, lack of severe logic in Vince Russo's booking will hopefully make me go into WrestleMania the champ.
Yes, Flor, because both of you share a mind, plus both of you also share a room in room 101.
He's giving me ideas, so I can't wait to get out of here.
Yeah, and by the way, someone who goes into 101, any promoter who doesn't pay the wrestlers, thank you very much. We've heard two stories this week. Two stories of wrestlers two stories of promoters screwing wrestlers this week. There was a Fed where Balls Mahoney, and there's a YouTube video to that effect. I showed you that one, right, Nikki?
Yes, you did.
And also VPW, Velocity Pro out of Philadelphia, did pay the wrestlers. So let me tell you something. To all you promoters out there, pay your wrestlers. Don't depend on the gate, thank you very much.
Or at least tell us up front that you're not sure if you can pay us or not, because some people will leave, some people will stay.
And ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, some of us will work for free, but I tell you what, you tell us ahead of time, you might get paid, you might not get paid. Yes, some people are going to leave, but I tell you what, a lot more of those wrestlers are going to stay because any work is work.
Words to live by, ladies and gentlemen. Words to live by. Speaking of words to live by, let's get this shit over with.
Here we go. Angry video game nerd.
Okay, we're starting from bottom to the top. 8 matches, 9 points possible. I'm kidding. It's just 8 points possible this time around.
Okay.
Because there's some matches that are surrounding with unpredictability.
Excuse me.
By surrounding of unpredictability, I'm just referring to Ultimate X.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Beautiful People in Madison Rain versus Roxy, Taylor Wilde, and the Governor, i.e. the only 3 legitimate faces in TNA.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins? And let's start with the Cuckoo Clock.
Good God. I'll just go with the faces, Roxy, Taylor Wilde, and Governor.
And by the way, I also like to point out that Half Point is available for Don't Give a Shit.
Yeah, okay. There are a couple. Yeah, okay.
Are you still taking the faces, or are you getting the guaranteed Half Point?
No, I'll take the faces. These pay-per-view picks, I'm just going with what I believe, not what I really care about.
Okay, Nikki?
I think I'm going to go with that as well. They have not revealed that the dear governor is screaming Daphne yet.
Nope.
That's a shame.
What do you expect? It's Vince Russo. I bet he still hates Daphne for her winning the first title. Yes, she won the WCW Cruiserweight Champion. Was a better Cruiserweight Champion than half of the people that won it.
That's right.
I'm looking at you, Oklahoma.
Oh.
As long as there's no shots at the artist.
I'm looking at you, the artist.
Be nice to the artist.
Nikki? Oh, I already got to that. 4.
I'm going to say Angelina, Velvet, and Madison when Kip sprays one of them in the face with the hairspray.
Echo?
I'm going to take the Beautiful People Madison Rain team.
Mr. Chenier, host of the off-topic show where me, him, and Jim Williams prattle on inanely.
Thank you for the plug. I'm going to have to go with the faces as well.
And VRM.
Faces.
I'm going to go with the faces. They're due for a win, which probably means they won't get it. Big Papa Pump versus Samoa Joe. VRM.
It's his return, Joe Maga.
Wow.
No, you forgot it. It's Joe Manga.
Yeah.
Carl.
Well, there's an old saying, Rob. Joe is going to kill you. I'm with Joe.
Ethel.
For Samoa, it would be Samoa Joe.
For?
Jumunga.
Thank you for stealing my line.
I know, but it's just good. I had to say it.
Joe is going to kill Scotty over and over and over again.
Like he has for the past 2 years.
Yay.
Wait.
There'll be no
three years.
Brain cells left.
And Jason.
Some people call it zucchini. I call it squash. Samoa Joe.
It's going to be a zucchini match for Joe. What do we got here? Oh, yeah. How about a match of 10,000 thumbtacks?
Okay.
Does that intrigue you?
Well, who are the participants?
Abyss.
And?
Matt Morgan.
Okay.
And you start.
Abyss is going to unfortunately take another one of his incredibly sick bumps. But Matt Morgan is going to get some tacks as well. Abyss wins.
Nikki?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Abyss. If he's the one bringing the tacks.
Fourth?
I'm going to go with Orlando's Batista Matt Morgan for the win.
Ooh.
Ooh, wow.
He walks alone through the impact zone. Typho.
This, to me, is a classic Russo booking move right here. The winner will be Matt Morgan because Warren is going to turn with Matt Morgan.
Carl?
You're always going to go with the guy who's crazy enough to bring the tax to begin with. Hold up this.
Wow. And we have VRM.
Abyss.
I think I'm going to go with the man who makes more sense than a DVD of Seattle Mariners TV commercials won on July 10th at 7:10 p.m. against the Texas Rangers at Safeco Field, which means I'm going with Matt Morgan.
The Rangers.
Yeah, Ty, I thought you should come up here on July. You should take a trip up here. We'll go to a Mariners game and watch the Texas Rangers kick the Mariners' ass.
Hey, one of our few wins.
And if the Mariners win, well, we get free hot dogs.
Okay. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
So Jonah Bolt versus Awesome Kong. This is pretty much who's Kong going to kill this week. VRM? Hello?
What?
Step away from the hockey game. Step away from NHL 94.
Basketball.
Oh, Kong. Okay.
Basketball right now.
Oh.
And Houston's about to win. So what's the match we're on?
Jonah Bolt versus Kong.
Sojo.
Wow.
Kong.
Kong.
Hi, Paul.
Kong.
Or
they're going to need Sid Squeegee to get Sojourner Bolt out of the ring.
Oof. Nikki?
Love Josie to death, but it's going to be, but Kong's going to beat her to death.
And Jason.
Kong.
Kurt Angle's future ex-wife, Kong.
Oh, okay, and I want that out of my head as much as Vicky Guerrero and Big Show, but okay.
More disturbing.
Which one's more disturbing? I got one that's even more disturbing for you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, don't you even think about it.
Oh.
Linda McMahon and Eric Bischoff.
Oi!
If only he'd last longer than 3 minutes.
Whoa!
Oh!
Oh!
Wow! Wow! Like MVP, I think it's a slump.
Wow!
Well, Then again, it could be worse. It could be Shane Douglas, and he couldn't get it up at all.
Ah!
That's true. Very, very true.
That Nitro, damn it.
That Nitro's on YouTube.
I'm not watching.
No. Can we move on, please?
Yes.
Come on.
Please.
Off the wagon challenge for the TNA Championship, which means if you get pinned or you give up, you're fired. Team 3D versus Beer Money. Who wins? Jason? By the way, this is I'm changing my mind. This is a two-parter, 2 points each. Who wins and who gets fired?
Oh, okay. All right, then you know what I will do. Team 3D is going to win. However, Cowboy James Storm is going to get fired, not Robert Roode. Because
What do you say, James Storm?
Isn't Beer Money Roode and Storm?
Yeah.
I thought Beer Money would only lose the titles. What happened? Was something added to this match or?
Oh, you're right. Beer Money would just lose the titles. That's right.
No, okay. No one is going to get fired. Beer Money is going to lose the titles. Team 3D wins.
Nikki?
I'd rather see Beer Money hold on to them. 3D doesn't need the belt.
That means one of them's got to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. So somebody's still getting fired, or I hear you right? Okay.
It's an off the wagon challenge.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry. Then I changed my answer. 3D wins, but Roode's getting fired.
The champions are getting fired. They just lose the titles.
Make up your minds, guys.
No, I'm saying that the challengers would be fired. The champions just lose the belts.
The champions put their belts on the line. The challengers put their career on the line.
I want Russo to get run over by Heidenreich in the room. Just for that, I'll put my half point on it because Russo is a fucking moron.
Yeah, there you go.
You get a full point because it's a two-part answer. You get a full point.
That works for me.
Okay.
Does everybody agree with that two-part answer? You get a full point?
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. And this just in, Nikki, is probably one. Four.
I'm going to say Team 3D wins. It will be Robert Roode taking the fall, but obviously they're going to invoke the rematch clause at a later date. But Team 3D will walk out the winners.
Okay. Typho.
I'm still bitter Lance Hoyt got no send-off from the stupid off-the-wagon challenge, but I'm going with Team 3D.
Carl?
3D, Roode will be gone.
You mean Roode will be pinned?
Right.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
This match is so fucking confusing.
Let's go on. Jesus.
Yeah.
We need like a PowerPoint presentation to just describe this fucking match.
Thanks to the community college computer course, I can get that whipped up. But it'll have to be tomorrow night because my computer is still down.
Oh, well. VRM?
I'm taking my point, please, and thank you.
Okay.
Oh, God. The funny thing is that I'm totally stone cold sober. I wish I had a beer to just drink from this.
You know what? I'll take the point, too. No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll take the point. The host is taking the point in this match.
There's no point to this match.
Yeah. Exactly, there's no point to this match.
Okay.
Two and four
we got 10 minutes to get through three matches, so let's do it.
Come on, man. Come Come on, Rob, focus.
I am focusing. It's just this match is too fucking confusing.
Yeah.
Let's all more reason to get
weird.
Off it.
Smile, wink, and move on.
All right. Legend Championship, Styles versus Booker. In one word or less, VRM.
Dang it, I wanted to say two words.
Too bad.
I wanted to say four words, well, two words repeated.
Fuck this, fuck this.
Okay, that probably should get a win.
Not in your case.
Yeah, okay.
All right, one word. Hopefully you understand baseball. Granny.
I mean, Styles.
Yes.
Hey, Phil.
Booker.
Oh.
Styles.
Four.
Pele.
Say that again?
Pele. As in the Pele.
Yes.
As in the Pele.
Oh, Styles. Pele. Nikki?
Sucker.
Booker.
I wanted to say it.
And Jason.
The King.
That's two words.
That's like King. King. Whoa! Fine. Be that way.
Phenomenal.
Sound Texas.
And if anyone was confused by what I said, I was referring to the fact that if Styles wins, he'll be the first TNA Grand Slam champion.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Heavyweight, tag team, X, and now this. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Legends title.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, but,
and Q Swids.
Yep, there you go.
Up.
What's going on?
Syracuse just is just...
Syracuse is game over.
One.
Syracuse won again.
Yes, they did. Okay.
Yeah, six overtime.
Not the, just one this time.
Thank all God.
John Cena's March Madness.
Flush,
man. Now, Ultimate X is that rope match thing where you got to get the X in the middle? Is that the one?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's the Ultimate X match.
Mm-hmm.
Bust fest! But,
let's see how many times it gets knocked down.
Oh.
Let's hope the title belt is cooperative this time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't fall down.
Yeah.
I say it falls once. And she kills the ref, right?
Haven't you wanted to bet Matthew of Botchamania could do a whole Botchamania on this pay-per-view alone?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, why not?
As long as he doesn't get censored again.
He's done it before with Heroes of Wrestling. He can do it again.
It happened with me today.
I don't even want to know how it happened.
Land of confusion. Now
okay,
this is the world we live in. Oh.
Okay.
Hey, we have dispatch.
Speaking of land of confusion, let's get back to TNA. Next match, Saban, Lethal, Creed, Suicide, and Shelley. Who wins, Jason?
Suicide does. He's got to make a big appearance. Suicide will win the X Division title. In an incredible spot fest, by the way.
Yeah. Probably be match of the night. Nikki?
Suicide. And I've got my fingers crossed he unmasks.
Who's next? Oh, fourth is.
Your friendly neighborhood Suicide.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Spider-Man.
Focus.
Don't even think about it.
Typho.
Suicide, and he unmasks and reveals himself as Don West.
Ah!
Oh!
Yes!
No! I would stop
being
Vince Russo if that happens.
I would buy that DVD. Carl.
It's Russo?
Excuse me. In that case, I have to pick Suicide.
Focus!
He's right. We got 6 minutes here.
Saban, Lethal, Creed, Suicide, Shelley, who wins, Carl? Who wins?
Suicide.
Thank you.
I said it already.
Oh, DRM.
Suicide.
Fine. It's a sweep. Lame. Bankruptcy wins. Suicide, Chapter 11, Bankruptcy for Midway.
Right.
Actually, that would be selling the Mortal Kombat franchise.
Yeah, that would be it, yeah.
Main event. Kurt Angle versus Sting. Jared the referee, Foley the enforcer. We start with the biggest and baddest man of them all in the North American Wrestling Connection. That means we start with the biggest and baddest man here. That means we start with Nikki.
Hey.
That's not very nice.
No.
Person, then. The biggest and baddest person here.
Okay. Sting still champ?
Yep.
Then Angle, it's about time that Angle takes it off him.
Boo, Jason.
Angle takes it off him with help from Mick Foley setting up Sting Foley in the cage in lockdown, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's my deal.
And that sadly means we get Angle Jarrett.
Yep.
Hey, Fo.
Yep, it's Kurt Angle's time to take the title. And somebody's turning, and I would predict Foley.
Fourth.
You suck. You suck.
You suck.
You suck.
Oh, you suck. Yeah, okay.
Hey, Phil. Carl, sorry, Carl.
Yeah, it is Angle's time, and I'm with y'all with Foley, who's going to turn on Sting.
DRM.
Turn's going to happen. Don't know. I'm not sure who it is, but it's not Jarrett. Angle.
I believe in Sting. I believe the main event mafia is over.
It's not over yet. It's going to be where they kick him out of the group and slowly start wandering it down. Then it will be over.
Yes.
Which is why I say Sting will retain.
Wow, okay. You're
all right.
Wow, okay. Well, we got it in the hour, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. Now we have 2 minutes to bitch about Coco Beware being in the Hall of Fame.
He sucks. He shouldn't be there. Bitch, 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 bitch. He shouldn't be there.
Drew Carey being in the Hall of Fame will make more sense.
Drew Carey.
That's an idea.
Yeah, you know what? He'd do it, too.
Don't you dare say Rich Fields.
No. Drew Carey. I said Drew Carey.
Oh, we need to get Craig Ferguson to induct him.
And Rich Fields would induct him.
Why not? What the hell?
Yeah.
It's about as much sense as Coco freaking Beware. Good God.
I could just imagine the introduction. So, Drew Carey, come on down. Brothers and Nation inductee in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Good God.
It would be worth Coco going in just that we saw that video for Piledriver again.
Oh.
Hit the bumper button, please.
That was the weirdest thing seeing Vince in that future. That was just...
No, not
that's wrong.
Well, big week this week. And please, Mickey Wark, if you're out there, come to Raw Monday, please.
Please,
please, yeah. We really want you. The fans will buy. Vince will be happy. Maybe.
And you'll get to win, too.
Yeah, maybe.
You know who I'd like to see in the Hall of Fame this year?
Oh, God, no.
Well, let's see. We have about 3 weeks left. Yeah, three weeks left, so that means three more inductees. And we will talk about these inductees and who I'd like to be in them and what the other people like in, in the archives, because we're out of time. So for VRM, Carl Chenier, Typho, Nikki Heyman, Forsen, Cuckoo Clock, Jason Block, I am Robert Seidelman saying Bob Goen should never wear a dress ever.
That is true. Are we in the archives now?
We are in the archives. By the way, Bob Goen needs to shave. If he's going to ever wear a dress ever again, he needs to shave.
Yes.
But and not his legs.
So who do you want to be in the Hall of Fame, seriously?
The Von Erichs.
Well, that they're announcing, I believe, within the next week or so, right?
Yeah, that's the last one.
To be honest, I said this a few weeks ago, but I don't know if I'd want the Von Erichs to go in this year because they are well known in Texas. But to be honest, I think it should be done if they ever go to Dallas. You know.
I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Screw Houston. Should be in Dallas anyway.
If they're going to induct some Texas people, I'd love to see Stan the Lariat Hansen in.
Rumors that to that effect too. I believe. Again, this is not shaping up to be a WrestleMania card. It isn't.
No.
It really isn't. It bothers me because they had so much fucking potential with this, and they're blowing it.
This feels like WrestleMania 11.
Where's Lawrence Taylor?
Lawrence Taylor.
I don't know if it's that bad, though.
Oh, no, it's so bad that our D.A. Reynolds won't even induct it into WrestleCraft.
Give him time.
No, he said he will never induct WrestleMania 11.
Oh, okay.
Does that mean I have to get my hands dirty and do it?
I think we might have to.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear what the next WrestleMania after next year would probably be at?
What, Arizona? 27? Yeah. 26.
No, I mean 27, the one after that.
Indianapolis?
Indy is the rumor.
Yeah, they're talking about going to Indy.
Oh, I hope so. If they do, the only reason I'd hope it snows, like if they retract the roof, is just the Undertaker's entrance. Just like,
Where were they talking about?
Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Ooh, interesting.
To be for 27.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a bad place.
And that's 3 hours from me.
How the hell do you start 4 guards?
Oh, no, you play like the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's how you start 4 guards.
Oh, good lord.
But, you know, do you think you could sell out 80,000 people at the Lucas Oil Stadium?
Hmm.
If you have trouble... I think tickets are still available for this WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have to paper that one huge.
Here's the thing. The projected buy rate is 800,000. If they get that, they lose $4 million.
What?
Here's
what? 200,000 times what? 50?
Yeah.
Which is, or it's 55. It's 55, I'm sorry. It's 54.95, isn't it?
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is
55.
I think
it's 55. By the HD or regular version.
Right, because it's $10 more for HD, which is what, 60-something? Well, let me look at my DirecTV, for example.
Probably 65 or 70.
64.95, I think.
What, for DirecTV?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me take
HD.
Let me take a look.
All right.
Anyways, I should say this right now. If they only get 800,000 buys, they're losing $4 million.
How are they losing $4 million? That's 200,000 times 55. That's $50 times 200,000. That's 6 zeros and a 10. That's $10 million.
But you also have to take into consideration the travel, the pace. The pay for the wrestlers. Also, taking into consideration the rental for where they're at, Reliant Stadium. All the setup. all the setup that they're doing, all the spectacular entrances that they do. Last year, the entrances alone ran up close to $500,000.
What, the fireworks and stuff?
Yeah, the fireworks and all the other entrances and stuff ran up to $500,000.
Yeah, that was real shit there.
I hate to say this, but if they lose out on, they need $1 million. It turns out, if I do some quick calculations, they need like a $900,000 to just break even.
Yeah, and you know what's not helping right now? They're starting to leave wrestlers who are not booked to be on the card at home instead of booking to come to the shows.
Okay, so I'll give you a best example of this. The replay of Jackson Jardine, okay, is $44.95 in regular definition and $54.95 in HD.
Yeah.
So it's $10 more.
Yeah.
And they probably will not put because they have Destination X and that's 30. So they will not put WrestleMania up until TNA Destination X is over.
Right.
And I'm guessing usually the WWE pay-per-views are what, $39.95?
Yeah, $39.95.
Yeah.
And then usually would be 50 in HD. So,
yeah.
So and usually and WrestleMania is usually 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, $49.95 or $54.95 usually?
I think it's $49 or $54.
What is it, $54?
$54.95 for WWE.com.
Okay,
oh.
And so then it would be $64.95 for HD. That's insane.
Yeah.
Especially in this economy these days.
I stopped ordering WrestleManias after 22.
Oh.
I didn't see
after 22. I just started getting the DVDs instead.
Let me tell you,
that's
something.
That's not where they make their money. Because would you rather pay like $60 now,
or $30 later? Yes.
$25. Yeah. And plus, with that, you also get the entire Hall of Fame ceremony.
And that actually might be some sort of a, what's the word I'm looking for, incentive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, to not necessarily. That's why that could be a reason also why the buy rates will go down. Why pay $65 to just see it instead of buying what is it usually $30 for WrestleMania DVD?
When I bought WrestleMania 21 when it came out originally, this was 3-4 years ago. I paid. At best, by around $26.
Okay, so let's just say $30 or $35 on Blu-ray. Okay?
Yeah.
With $35 on Blu-ray, $30 in regular. That's a lot cheaper.
Right, but you've also got the people that want to see it first run.
Right,
it's like a new gadget. You know, you're gonna pay $600 the day it comes out the door, or you're gonna wait a couple of months and get it for $4.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, if you see it first rate, you see a bad show, and it's being like, I wasted $60 on this.
Exactly, and I think that this card right now has only two legitimate WrestleMania matches right now.
That being
Michael
Undertaker and
the Hardys.
Yeah,
that's it.
Now I know we weren't doing the show around WrestleMania 22, but I think the board I was on was saying a lot of the same thing about WrestleMania 22. Was this a WrestleMania card? No, but when we got there, it became a WrestleMania because everybody busted serious ass that year.
Okay, can you pull up WrestleMania 22, Nikki?
I already have it.
All right, go
BRM.
Okay, dark match. 18-man battle royal. Viscera wins by eliminating Snitsky.
Okay.
That was a timeless battle royal.
No.
Russell Craft, anyway.
First pay-per-view match, Kane and the Big Show defeat Carlito and Chris Masters to retain the World Tag Team titles.
That's not a WrestleMania match.
No.
RVD beats Shelton, Flair, Finley, Hardy, and Bobby Lashley to win Money in the Bank.
Yes, that helped.
Yeah,
okay.
That was one.
That was a match.
JBL beats Chris Benoit to win the U.S. title.
No.
Yeah.
Seems like a throwaway match.
That was a throwaway match.
Edge beats Mick Foley in the hardcore match.
Oh, by the way, very cool. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Joey Styles lost his WrestleMania virginity.
Yep.
And just for the common decency, not to make a JBL joke.
All right, Boogeyman beats Booker T and Charmel in a handicap match.
No.
That was not even worthy of a backstage segment.
Oh, yeah, all the freaks.
Mickey beats Trish to win the women's title.
And that was a big build-up for a while, too.
Yeah.
Was that the lesbian angle, or was that...
Yep, that was the lesbian one.
That was the end of the Mickey Stalker angle.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Stalker Mickey. I loved her.
That was fun.
I liked it because she had more of a personality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now it just seems more like, look at me, I'm pretty.
Which describes about, 9/10 of the divas right now?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right.
Pourquoi?
Undertaker beats Mark Henry in a
quote-unquote
casket match.
No.
That was the worst match of that card.
I got to go. No. Boogeyman Booker T. Charmel was the worst match of that card.
Okay, second.
Just wait a couple more matches here before you throw that label out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just hold on to that label for a second. Michaels crotch chops and drops an elbow through the black heart of Vince McMahon.
That was awesome.
That was the super stunt ladder, too.
Who did what? Shawn Michaels, Vince McMahon?
Yeah.
I also love JR's biased commentary. Fun stuff.
All right. Ray beats Kurt Angle and Randy Orton to win the World Heavyweight title.
You guys are going to shit on, but I'll tell you what, the roof came off when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can shit on it all you want. That was an excellent match, even if Randy Orton was involved.
Mm-hmm.
No,
okay,
that match would have been, I'll be honest, that match would have been much better if, I hate to say this, if they would have kept, I would have just preferred Angle Orton. But the way that Ray got that title shot back was, in a word, bullshit.
It was. They shouldn't have taken it away in the first place.
I mean,
here's another thing about that match.
Have even been involved.
Here's another thing about that match. It didn't even last 10 minutes.
Once again, Triple H uses his pull to make the SmackDown match quick.
And now he's on SmackDown.
Which,
for a few more weeks.
He went back to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you guys wanted to hear the worst match on the card? Match on the card. Tori Wilson defeats Candice Michelle in a Playboy pillow fight.
That's the worst match of the night. I forgot about that one.
I find that funny that you guys are crapping on it because it was supposed to be a pillow fight and they actually wrestled.
I'm crapping out against Tori and Candice because Grandis was very green. We're talking about Brutus Beefcake shades of green.
Okay, the fact that they were fucking wrestling. They weren't pillow fighting. They were fucking wrestling. They tried.
Okay.
It does not belong on the WrestleMania card, but they took a fluff segment and turned it into a wrestling match.
All right, yes. Okay.
I will say this. I'm glad that the whole Playboy cross-promotion stuff that year didn't involve the women's title in any respect. That I didn't really like the match. I wish that this would have been Trish and Mickey in put the other match where Trish and Mickey were. But I'm at least glad the women's title got some good time on the show.
And then you had the evil Dr. Levesque as Conan the with his sledgehammer.
Conan the Barbarian.
That was awesome.
Cena had the better entrance.
Cena looked like a frickin' flasher.
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't he have worn the pants?
Okay, and trivia people, who was one of the mobsters that day?
CM Punk.
CM Punk.
Yep.
And wasn't Colt Cabana another one?
Yep.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Him too.
Still, at least we know that, well, at that point anyway, when push came to shove, Cena's odds overcoming abilities overcame Triple H in his political pull.
At that point, yeah.
To be honest, this was the first time these two met, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
At least the first time I can think of.
Mm-hmm. For the pay-per-views, for that match alone, was it WrestleMania quality? In order for a main event to be WrestleMania quality in my eyes,
yep.
The crowd has to be in it, into it. I don't think the crowd was into it. Didn't they boo that match?
Well, they're booing Cena, and let me just tell you something. You know, I would not be surprised if they put it on the Big Show that night.
To be honest, I do see the Cena belt going back to Raw, so. Obviously, Cena's not walking out of there. And I'm definitely saying that because of a screwball finish, Big Show walks out with the belt.
Does that turn Edge face?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Cool.
It might.
Edge's been heel for what now? The greater part of 5 years?
Mm.
We're just over 4 years now because the turn was at Taboo Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't looked back. It's about time.
And I still think one of Edge's best matches was Royal Rumble 05, if you remember that one with Shawn Michaels.
Oh, yeah.
I need to find that DVD.
Well, but what I'm saying to you...
I had that DVD, but I had to sell it when I ran into some financial trouble.
They're setting up a face turn for Edge. They are. Because they're setting up being screwed literally by Vicky Guerrero, or not being screwed by Vicky Guerrero. okay, like I said.
Seriously, but not literally anymore.
Stop, please.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Stop the images of Vicky Guerrero doing a glad
hand? No, I said stop. I said stop, please.
Vicky Guerrero joins Billy Mays and the people like can never seem to imagine engaging in intercourse in any circumstance.
Quit!
Oh, wow.
Wow!
Oh. Hold it, I got a great one. Hi, I'm Billy Mays for oral sex.
Oh!
Good God! Bill! With that beard?
She said.
Oh,
I could tell the odd ties are where things get a little blue around here.
Oh, dear me.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, let's grade WrestleMania 22 as a whole. Grade WrestleMania 22 as a whole on the Cisco and Ebert scale. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down. Thumbs down. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like, put it to you this way. I liked WrestleMania 23, okay? Because it had enough matches to interest me overall. It was a damn good card, okay? You had Chris Benoit MVP. You had Batista and Undertaker, which was a phenomenal match. Yeah, exactly. Cena and Michaels was great for what it was.
It was a horrible match.
Yeah, it was a horrible match, but I'm sorry. I'm a car guy, okay? I thought the entrance kicked ass. I really did. Okay? Mm-hmm. When you throw a Shelby GT through a window, you know,
that's good cool. To you.
Sorry, I'm a car guy. Anyway, I like the Umaga-Lashley match. I'm sorry, I love that Gaga sort of stuff. It really built up well. I mean, again, 25 to me, put it to you this way. Honestly, what Jericho is going to do to Rourke is going to make me want to buy this pay-per-view or not. Seriously. Because right now, I could miss WrestleMania and not care. Let me put this question to the floor then. Right now, as of today, you know, not potential matches, what we have today, if you, knowing the matches you have, would you buy the card, yes or no?
No.
Nikki?
No.
I would. $50 is good enough for me just for Undertaker Michaels.
I say no on the grounds I don't have the money to buy the card.
I'm saying, okay, I'm putting with the caveat that you can, okay? If you were able to afford WrestleMania, would you buy it? And you're the only one, Nikki. Why? Just Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, is one match can make a pay-per-view for you?
That big of a match, yes. And, okay, I'll even throw in Matt and Jeff because this time they're going to mean it. Money in the Bank match is a weird mix, so it's going to make for a weird match. I'm intrigued.
Okay.
The title matches do nothing for me.
Right.
Unfortunately, I love the Evil Doc. I love Edge. I wish they were just facing off against each other. The Diva Battle Royal, frankly, I really don't give a shit. I don't. But
I say no. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
But, yeah, Undertaker, Michaels, and the Hardys match alone, yes, I would buy it.
Okay. All right, Rob, why not you? Yeah, again, going with the hypothetical that you could afford to do so. Rob?
Sorry, I was dishing up more dinner.
Okay.
Would I buy WrestleMania 25 grand if I could? No, I would not. I would wait for the DVD to come out so I could get the Hall of Fame one. Let's be honest, how much you want to bet the Hall of Fame would be much better than the actual WrestleMania this year?
I'll buy that.
I'm thinking definitely a 50-50 chance.
Also, let's get back to WrestleMania 22. Thumbs up, thumbs down. I say thumbs down.
I'll give it a marginal thumbs up.
I mean, honestly speaking, I think the last truly great WrestleMania was 20.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah. But I still found 20. I found 22 above average. 23 was better, but 22 was above average. Even with what is considered a cruddy card, they made something of that cruddy card.
Now, let me tell you something. I saw only one match of 24, the one that counted, Ric Flair to Shawn Michaels. They told an incredible story in that match.
Mm-hmm. I recommend the Edge Undertaker match and the Money in the Bank match.
Okay.
Just to see the graphic people get John Morrison's name wrong.
I recommend the opener to watch JBL throw a trash can at Hornswoggle.
Oh, geez.
That was genius.
That was sick. The Money in the Bank match, especially for everything that John Morrison did, I honestly still believe he called Jeff Hardy the night before and said, well, what were you going to do for this match?
Yeah.
And Jeff just snowed him for 20 minutes. So when Morrison went to the back after the match, there was a message from Jeff saying, dude, I was just kidding.
Did I see Morrison do a moonsault with the ladder? Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
What a sick fuck.
That's what I said, watch this match. And just think of the phone call.
Well, they don't allow Stan to be house with them.
That's an RVD move, really.
Well, it's one of those things. I mean, again, sort of taking pre-WrestleMania predictions, you have a couple of people who could win it, but the person who really needs it the most is MVP, I think.
He's a strong favorite. It's not him, Christian.
Yeah.
I don't see what the point of Mark Henry in the match is.
Yeah, I'm scratching my head on that one.
Probably
so we can all say, hey, look, the fat guy's climbing the ladder. Ha, 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 ha.
I was just thinking that it would be a spot where he and Kane are at the top just, like, slugging each other to see who shakes the ring first.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's time to give Shelton Benjamin his money in the bank briefcase. He's been the spot guy for years now. Give him the case.
You know,
whoever gets it this year probably loses the match anyways. Why not give Shelton a shot?
Okay, I have an interesting question I want to pose to the group. An interesting question. Even though they both look like movies, which would you rather see? 12 rounds or Race to Witch Mountain?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to see 12 rounds because I actually did like the Marine. I actually thought the Marine, for what it was pretty good. Okay.
Oh, that makes two.
What?
You and Nikki.
I thought it was fun, but, you know, like I said, it's a locked A-team episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
But seriously, if you don't take it seriously, it's a good movie.
I didn't take it seriously. I just sat there and said, okay, fine. You know?
And in my case, I want to see the steal the whole damn movie. I mean, Race to Witch Mountain.
Race to Witch Mountain looks good, but to be honest, it doesn't really look like my cup of tea.
Do you have kids? Do you have nieces and nephews?
No, I don't.
Do you have a brother and sister?
The youngest brother I have is actually 19.
Oh, okay, then no. Okay, you're out.
I'm actually old enough to remember the Witch Mountain series.
So am I, strangely enough. I'm an old fart. I'm 41. So, yeah.
So that's my interest.
God, I'm so young. You and Nikki could have been my mother and father.
Ah! Yeah! Bite your tongue.
Good Lord. Boy.
By the way, Bear, if you're listening, I humbly apologize for that line.
You better.
Yes, let the man convalesce.
Yes, he's just. Yeah,
by the way, I also apologize to the following people: Jason Block, Nikki Haman, Jason Block's mother and father, Nikki Haman's mother and father, Chico Alexander, Chris Wolfie, and most importantly of all, the man who probably enjoyed that joke more than anybody should. Gordon Pepper.
Yeah. But,
you know, it's about time I finally got a Gordon Pepper reference on the show again.
There you go. But
Bear, if you happen to be listening, go to sleep. You need to get better.
Yeah. But sir, no, actually, you know what though? I think Witch Mountain will debut at number one this week, with about a $30 to $40 million take. Because it's a family movie, it's been promoted huge, you know, and it's got the Disney marketing machine. And again, this is Dwayne Johnson's second foray into Disney, behind a movie called The Game Plans, which made a shitload of money, if you remember the last time.
Somehow, yeah. I didn't see it.
That was his first foray. If you remember, Dwayne had The Rundown, which, by the way, is an excellent movie. Really cool. Then he went into a string of pretty much bombs, you know.
Doom.
Which, would, by the way, I have on DVD. It was good for
sorry,
what it was. What? You know. Walking Tall, Be Cool, and things
Grid
like that.
Gridiron Gang.
Gridiron Gang. And then, what? You know, he was lounging in that.
Yeah, but then again, The Rock, about Walking Tall, The Rock isn't no Joe Don Baker, but then again, who is Joe Don Baker?
Right. Well, try this on for size. Looking at boxofficemojo.com, where I get all my box office info, as of today, it has a $150 million worldwide box office gross, $90 million in the U.S. domestic, $57 million foreign.
Rundown, right?
No. The game plan.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm saying to you that he's going to... He is going to, what's the word I'm looking for? He's going to do very well with this. He does not have to go back into a wrestling ring ever because once, if you remember correctly, once he had the game plan, then you had Get Smart this past summer.
Which was fun.
Which was fun and a success. And also remember the great Khali was in that as well.
Doing what he does best, stand around, look big.
And say nothing.
Yes.
Okay. And then he has this, and he's got a few other films in the pipeline. John Cena is basically playing the same character. He admitted so. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that movie is going to be as successful.
How much you want to bet? This is a WWE film that is being released worldwide in theaters. What are the odds that this one is, I hate, bombs?
What?
Bombs.
Does it bomb? Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, bomb big. I'm talking Condemned level bombing.
Condemned wasn't a bad movie. Okay.
It was an okay movie, but if you're going to do something like that, at least try to emulate Running Man, because if you're going to do a hard-edged game show movie, you do Running Man.
But that's what it was. They emulate Running Man. That's exactly what it was. That's what The Condemned was.
Right.
You know, I mean, it may not have executed well, but I had a good time with it. I don't think there's really been a bad WWE movie, per se.
Behind Enemy Lines, Columbia?
I haven't seen it.
Just because it's direct-to-video doesn't mean it sucks.
Well, it's Behind Enemy Lines series, and those are usually bad. I saw the first couple of ones on TV a few months ago, and ugh.
Okay, well, all right, but I'm just saying... you know, for what they are, they're not Oscar-winning films. They're good. But, I mean, for me, 12 Rounds would be the movie I'd see. What about you, Rob?
I would... If the wrestler is still in theaters, I probably wouldn't go see the wrestler because now I have the DVD and I still have yet to watch it.
How do you have the DVD of the wrestler when it is now for 2 weeks?
I know bootleggers.
Okay.
I get my discs for free.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a cheap bastard. Anyways.
If
I had to see one of them, I'd probably go see 12 Rounds, and I'd have my friends Tom Servo and Crow T Robot with me.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
What about you, Nikki?
As I already said, I would like to go see Race to Witch Mountain, or should be better titled as The Rock Steals the Whole Damn Movie.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, how many people have seen The Rock Obama on YouTube or Saturday Night Live? Did you see that skit?
The latest Saturday Night Live sketch I saw was something that... made me want to super kick the entire Saturday Night Live writing staff.
No,
the
but
Gruber.
No, there is what happens is there's the guy who's playing Barack Obama, and Rahm Emanuel is having this dream that Barack Obama gets mad. And as the Republican senators come in and basically say, you got to stop the earmarks and all that stuff, Rahm Emanuel says, get mad. And I believe Rahm Emanuel is being played by Andy Samberg. I don't really know who the cast members are. And he turns from the guy who is playing Obama to The Rock Obama. And Dwayne Johnson is there in a ripped shirt and ripped pants and basically tosses the Republicans out the window. And it's pretty funny stuff. It was okay, but it's all right. So I mean, we'll see. We'll see what he does this week. I mean, the Witch Mountain is getting terrible reviews, but it doesn't really matter because it's Disney. Disney's got a marketing machine going.
Yeah, but what are the odds that a Disney-based movie review show called At the Movies with Ben Mankiewicz and the Joe Buck of movie reviewers, Ben Lyons, give it. See it.
You don't know.
Oh.
You don't
I'm
know.
Sorry, but to me, At the Movies died when Roper. At the Movies officially died when Ebert and Roper quit.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ebert quit because he had to.
Yeah.
Because he can't speak anymore.
He uses
a
machine, by the way.
Yeah, he's about shot.
You know, he looks horrible. I mean, he had multiple thyroid operations for cancer.
Yeah.
On his jaw.
However, guess what's going to be happening with Ebert right now? He's going to be producing a new movie review show with Roper. Roper is going to be starring, and Ebert's just going to be backstage.
Really? Where'd you hear this?
I want to say Variety.
Okay.
But I also read it on Wikipedia, so take it with a grain of salt.
Right. I mean, I'd love to see that happen because,
I love Roper's work also. I think Roper was the perfect guy to replace Gene Siskel. I mean, nothing's going to beat Ebert and Roper King is pretty good in itself.
Mm-hmm.
If they get I don't know who they would get to play alongside Roper. Probably they'll get Michael Phillips, who was with Richard Roper for the last full year.
Exactly. Anyway, listen, guys, I'm gonna take off. I'm starting to lose it here, but we will talk next week. Next week, that we
oh,
that
Jason.
One. Yes.
Think about something you want to throw into Room 101 next week.
Okay. You got it.
Because I'll tell you right now, 20th will be a normal Room 101. 27th will be a normal show. April 3rd
is the 2-hour pre-WrestleMania predictions, right?
Yes, that means put on your best for Around the Horn.
Got it.
And a WrestleMania thing you want to throw into Room 101. It could be a full WrestleMania. It could be a match from a WrestleMania. It could be anything from a WrestleMania.
Okay. You got it. You got it. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah. All right. Bye, Jason.
Later.
Night, Jason.
Tell Gordon Pepper I said hi. Sorry, I had to.
Yeah.
Anyways. God, what else are they giving away?
Oh, here we go, Gil.
Yes, I got the Mariners calendar out.
Yeah, we did this the other night, me and Rob and Jim.
August 29th at 7:10 p.m. against Kansas City. Girls' night out.
Oh,
a reusable tote. From the Emerald Queen Casino. Let's see here. I know you don't follow baseball, do you, Nikki?
No, I don't. I mean, watching guys standing around scratching themselves does not do anything for me.
Well, unless it's Edge, John Morrison, Rob Van Dam.
They don't stand around scratching themselves. They run around. They at least know how to run.
All right.
But if you guys are going to talk baseball, I'm going to scoot.
We're not talking baseball. I just wanted to say this. There can't be anything worse than Brandon Morrow bobblehead night, Felix Franklin Gutierrez bobblehead night, and
Disco Demolition night.
And, yeah, they have that here too in the form. Yes, they have that too in the form of Felix Hernandez Kids Cap Day.
Oh.
I mean, it's fun to just trash, you know, horrible promotions. I mean, Disco Demolition Night was fun.
It escalated into a riot, but yeah, it was fun.
Well, Washington choked earlier, and now UCLA is choking.
What do you expect, the Pac-10?
Yeah, they all choke.
By the way, it couldn't be as worse than the football team that Washington had this year.
Oh, boy. Talk about an epic fail right there, Rob. Oof.
I mean, they were worse than the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, them too. Yep.
Well, that's...
And my 2001 high school football team, yes. Epic fail.
Indeed. Well,
you're going to love this. My college hockey team is the Georgia of our league right now because they ended the year in 11th place out of 12 teams, and now they're one win away from the league semifinals.
Fun times. Hey, listen, guys, we should probably call it a night, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired, too.
Yeah. I get up early.
Prepare for next week.
Fun times. So, Typho, VRM, Nikki, Carl. Good night. By the way, Nikki, you know that picture? The NAWC logo that you were going to work on?
Yeah, I should have something for you. Hang on.
Because what I want to do, you know that thing about us talking about the TNA, what was that match called again? The Off the Wagon Challenge for the TNA World Tag Team Championship. I'm going to put that on, I got to put that on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, throw that in there.
Next week, Carl, next week.
Next week, yep.
All right. I'll look for it. I know I've worked on it. I've got to figure out where I put it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rob,
so, yeah?
Prepare for a fun-filled Wednesday night yet again. I got cooking up something real good here for us.
Jim Williams is going to get neutered on air?
Oh, good Lord. No, we got more epic fails to talk about. We'll make it like a top five list or something.
Epic fail list means Vince Russo's going to be on your show?
Oh. Ow.
All right.
I'll come up with ideas, but anyway, take care. Nice being with y'all tonight. And I'm going to go off to sleep.
Good having you tonight.
Night.
Thank you. Good night, y'all.
Night.
Night. By the way, I was looking at the TNA website. You could buy Bound for Glory 2007 for $5.
Wow.
But it probably cost like $10 to ship.
Hmm.
Shop TNA, TNA home videos. And then Don's insane deals. Oh, by the way, here's something interesting. The Puerto Rico house show that they were going to do has been canceled.
Scott Steiner probably said, no thanks, not going back, and they pulled the plug.
Wouldn't surprise me. All right, take care. Take care, Typho.
All right, see ya.
Night, guys.
Night.